Exclusive, Representative Ronnie Jackson on U.S. victim of Palestinian terror, more blood on President Biden's hands. By Joshua Klein on March 1, 2023. Following the murder of an Israeli American by Palestinian terrorists earlier this week, Texas Representative Ronnie Jackson, RTX, blasted the Biden administration, arguing that the president had more blood on his hands owing to his foreign policies. In an exclusive statement to Breitbart News on Wednesday, Jackson slammed the president for his role in funding Palestinian terrorists. Another heartbreaking tragedy took place, and there is more blood on President Biden's hands after Elon Ganels, an Israeli-American citizen, was murdered by radical Palestinian terrorists in Israel, he said. Ganels, a 27-year-old Columbia University graduate from West Hartford, Connecticut, was killed in a terror attack in Israel on Monday, after Palestinian terrorists opened fire at his vehicle. While the highly disturbing act of terrorism should be an issue of concern for every American official, Jackson stated, the Biden administration continues to put American interests last. Since his inauguration, President Biden has signed off on more than $500 million in aid to the Palestinian Authority, which gets funneled to terrorists, a direct violation of the Taylor Force Act, he added. The Taylor Force Act, which was signed into law by former President Donald Trump, was named for an Army veteran killed by a Palestinian terrorist while visiting Israel in 2016. It seeks to prevent tax dollars from financing terrorism by prohibiting U.S. aid to the Palestinian Authority, PA, while it continues to pay stipends to Palestinian terrorists in Israeli prisons and families of the deceased. This is why I filed the lawsuit alongside Taylor Force's parents, Stuart and Robbie Force, and Sari Singer, to permanently sever financial ties between the White House and radical Islamic terrorists, Jackson noted. In December, Jackson announced his filing of a lawsuit against the current administration to stop them from breaking the law. The lawsuit, filed along with conservative law group America First Legal, AFL, and American Victims of Palestinian Terror Attacks, claims the Biden administration is breaking federal law by resuming U.S. aid to the Palestinian government, having awarded the Palestinian Authority, PA, with roughly $500 million, of which funds are used to pay convicted terrorists and their families. The PA President Mahmoud Abbas has repeatedly vowed he would never stop rewarding terrorists, even if it was down to its last penny. The Biden administration reinstated aid to the authoritarian regime last year. Furthermore, Abbas' own deputy in his ruling Fatah faction admitted PA security forces were fighting alongside terrorists. Last month, Jackson slammed the president's failed foreign policy, accusing Biden of actively stabbing our greatest ally in the back, while noting that Democrats are ecstatic over the betrayal of the Jewish state. Israel has the right to exist in security, free from violent assault, and the United States should do everything we can to uphold that right and oppose all who threaten it, he stated. Monday's attack follows another Palestinian terror attack that left two Israeli brothers, including a teenage boy, dead after terrorists opened fire near the Arab village of Hawara at close range on the brother's car before fleeing the scene. In the aftermath of the attack, videos emerged on social media depicting Palestinian children from the nearby city of Nablus celebrating the murders by handing out dates and other sweet treats. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.